from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. Come on through and visit with your boys. We're going to be out here until 7 o'clock tonight. We'd love to get a chance to see you. A few of our listeners have already stopped by, Mike, and literally said, I got to go change. I was at work. I'll be back.
We're not going to say what shipping companies they work for. But, yeah, man, we got some of our regular suspects. Some new faces, too. We got a couple of guys that are apparently, looks like, leading a life of leisure, which is great up here in this part of Cobb County. So we haven't been up here in a minute. So one of our favorite places. We love Taco Mac. Love the wings. Love all the selection of brew. And we'll be here till 7.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, guys, Caden Ellis, linebacker for Atlanta Falcons, is going to join us. He was set to join us to start the show. Things got pushed back a little bit, so 2:40 he will join us.
Right.
So make sure you're here. Today we'll start here, but we'll find out as we move through the show more about what happened at practice today. Torrey McElhaney from the Falcons is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll talk to Caden about this as well. But, Mike, not good news as practice was called as Rondale Moore was injured today and then carted off and taken to a local hospital. So you had all the Dolphins players, all the Falcons players surrounding him, and you guys have seen this, where right. Anytime you have a severe injury, everybody's just praying for the best. And so at that point, they still had about 30 minutes to play and practice.
Right.
The coaches called it. So Coach McDaniel, Coach Raheem Moore said, we got it. We've seen enough. We're going to see you guys on Friday night. And I don't know if guys were in the right headspace to continue.
Right. When you see a guy who, and like he's emotional. Everybody knows where this is going. It's reported as a non-contact injury. Torrey McElhaney from Falcons.com. She'll join us later to give us some more about the what happened before all that went down. But, yeah, tough for guys to regroup. So they just said, all right, that's it. We'll call it a day. This is a young guy that was really – I mean, we loved his speed and the playmaking element in the slot, perhaps, Carl, or wherever he'd be used. Played for the Cardinals. Of course, we picked him up this year. And, you know, we were just saying off the air, I mean, this is the storyline of camp. You know, one guy's, you know, terrible ending to his season is another guy's tremendous opportunity. And we were just talking yesterday about young Casey Washington, wide receiver rookie out of Illinois.
Yeah.
Who would be a guy that all of a sudden now he gets more reps and now he gets a chance to maybe crack that starting lineup or at least be an impact player.
So the two guys that have, to me, had the biggest impact outside of the expected impact of Drake London or Kyle Pitts at this camp has been Ray McCloud and obviously Darnell Mooney. Now, right. You went out and acquired those guys.
Right.
But Rondale Moore was supposed to be a part of that as well. You know, he is a 3-year guy in the National Football right. League, and you were hoping that he could also help you. But to Mike's point, when you look at this wide receiving core now, it does open the door for somebody. But Drake London, Mooney, and Ray McCloud have been the guys that we've talked probably the most about, Mike, right. through this point in camp. And you know, Cordero Hodge, I don't want to leave him out because he's been around.
You can't get rid of him.
No.
You know, like we talked about, he's like a bad penny in your pocket. You know, he always finds a way to make the team through special teams. But he's also, if we're honest, he's made a couple of big plays and catches in practice too.
Yeah, so we'll see how this shakes out as far as the receiver room and who steps up and maybe who gets some more snaps, even in the first preseason. on Friday. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. We'll be here until 7. There is a couple of other things that we've been talking about around the NFL. One of them is the trade or potential trade for Brandon Ayuk. Mike, there's a lot of stuff swirling around, and nothing is official yet, but we're hearing things.
We'll dive into it in the NFL Blitz, but Mike Tomlin's saying, I'll let you continue to speculate. All right. So Steelers said, go think and talk amongst yourselves. Seems like the Steelers have the most smoke. Cleveland is in still, apparently, according to published reports, but the Patriots are out. So New England, apparently, if they were going to pursue Brandon Ayuk, that's not going to happen, at least what's out there today.
So, by the way, and again, we said this yesterday. If this happens, I know many of you are like, okay, so it's not the Falcons. Does it matter? It only matters because we play these guys the first game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Pickens and Ayuk is different than Pickens and Van Jefferson.
That's right.
Okay, and some of the other dudes that they'll be rolling out. So, yeah, it's all about who was on our schedule, and that's a team we're going to potentially play.
All right. While we're talking about this, and Ian Anderson just scratched from AAA start tonight, no word on an injury. So Ian Anderson injured now.
Oh, man. I mean, we're going to, you know, you and I were just.
Or at least
something's up that's going on with this rehab and getting back to the show. We were talking about this earlier. I mean, we could actually list probably 15 guys since you and I have been doing the radio show together who've had opportunities to become starting pitchers for the Braves and just couldn't handle the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, going back to guys who had a chance and actually were there, like, Foltynewicz, Newcomb, you know, Tukey Toussaint.
Sure.
You know, Oscar Hanoa, all these guys that have had opportunities. Some guys who later on get traded and that help, you know, build the team that we can continually, you know, compete for a World Series for. But, man, Bryce Elder, I told Turtle, he might be one of these guys that'll be a great footnote. All-star game, you know, player, made the All-Star team, and then maybe started 10 games, you know, the next season, and that was it. So he's had his opportunity, and as we like to say, and you blew it. I feel bad for Bryce. We want to see all these guys get traction. But how many opportunities can you get to grab the brass ring? And look, the Soler comedy show in right field notwithstanding, he still gave up a bunch of runs.
He did. This was on Bryce. He didn't give you a shot. He didn't give you a chance with the start last night. The comedy of errors by, you know, Jorge Soler.
Made one nice running grab. Didn't make one nice running grab.
But this is the risk-reward with him, right? When we acquired him, I said to you guys, he had not played in the outfield all year. And so when you want to throw him out there, there is a risk with that. And you saw a little bit of that last night. But when Elder gives up 7 runs, Mike, in just 3 2/3 innings, that doesn't give you a chance to win.
No.
And that was the fundamental problem. Big O back at the studio. Let's hear Snicker talk about if he regretted the decision to start Elder over Sale. They wanted to get Chris Sale extra rest. So they made this decision. They want to get Morton extra rest. Guys, it makes sense. They're the elder statesmen on this pitching staff. Snicker answered that question this way.
The main thing is just Sale getting the extra time. That's it. You know, we felt good with the way Bryce pitched against him the last time. I mean, that's kind of an easy call, really, when you think of it didn't go so good tonight, obviously. You know, I think it's just something we're going to have to do with him to get him to the finish line. Chris, I'm speaking of. When it doesn't work, obviously, it's glaring. But you know what? If he'd have done what he did going into the seventh inning like he did last game against these guys, we'd have been really glad we did it. Didn't work today.
No, and Snicker's right. That's about as perturbed as Snicker will you'll hear him getting a little aggravated.
I agree.
Because he wants to see, like, same thing we just discussed. It's not like he's doing this for blanks and giggles. He's trying to get some older guys, to, as he said, to the finish line, manage their innings. But Elder, last week, he did have some great pitches. He did have some great innings going through the lineup that third time. Couldn't do it this time. So it's just kind of like you always feel one step forward, two steps back with Bryce Elder.
I want to know at 404-726-0929. You can text us there. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. In your deepest thought, you know this is not a World Series team. You know it. And as much as we love this team and as much as we want to see them successful, and to Snicker's point, last time he faced the Brewers, he went 6 1/3. Last night he went 3 2/3 and gave up a bunch of runs. Here's what I'm saying. You know deep down this is not a really good team. And it's time for us to face the music. It's August. Mm-hmm. It's the second week in August. We literally have a month of season left before we're talking about the playoffs at the end of September. And you guys want me to continue to believe that all of a sudden something's going to switch, that all of these guys are going to start hitting, that the pitching is going to become great. It's a really good team. We're not a great team like we were last year. And it is just time to face the music, Mike. And I'm at a point now that I'm not getting myself overexcited about the month of September or beyond because I just don't have the confidence. How can you? And if you do, tell me how.
Yeah, the thing is, what I think Braves fans are forgetting is how good this team was and when they were all healthy before Acuña's injury in April. Remember, it was an amazing start in April, which kind of sets you up for why you're still 8 games over .500. And I know that, you know, the rallying cry has been, yes, but the wild card. Well, everybody's gaining on them. And the Padres spent a lot more money, improved their team more than we did. We're kind of in a holding pattern for guys to get healthy and come back. You know, don't know how good Michael Harris is going to be when he comes back. Don't know how effective Ozzie Albies will be back when he ever gets back. You know, and that's another thing. I mean, we did hear from Grant McCauley. They figure maybe middle to early September. That's great news, but you got to hit the ground running. So when you're rolling out, you know, Eddie Rosario and Orlando Arcia, and these guys aren't hitting at all, and you're leaving guys in scoring position. There's just only 6 hits, not even like you had LOB, and that leads you to boom, left on base. So I'm with Carl. I think I know Braves fans, hope springs eternal. You feel that somehow they're going to catch some magic, and you could say, well, look at the Phillies. The Phillies just went through a rough patch. But, guys, the entire season has been an off-and-on rough patch. You can't go hitless like this and not score runs like this.
10-0 at home?
Right.
Come on, guys.
2-0. I know Reyes having his best year in the majors, but still, it's not like Nolan Ryan's on the pump.
Correct. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Who was out there? Pedro Martinez?
Right.
Here's the other part about this, and this is why I'm telling you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This today. We don't need the wild card anymore. After last night, it's now San Diego in front of us. It is now the D-backs in front of us. Right. We went from first to third with that loss last night.
Right.
Now, again, technically they're a game in front of us, but the point is all this room, this margin for error that we had is gone. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm buying into this, and you shouldn't either. 404-726-0929. I keep saying I want these guys to prove it. Then I get a little hope. Oh, here comes Riley. Oh, here comes Olsen. And then the pitching goes to crap.
Right. I mean, guys, Carl just touched on it. We were trying to be positive here. And until the dirt's over the coffin that was the 2024 season for the Braves, still going to give them a fighting chance. But this is a crap lineup. It's a lineup with a bunch of bums.
Did you say bum?
Crap? I would say crap and bums in the same sense.
Bum.
There's just a lot of dudes. They're not stars. You know, last year all the stars hit.
That's right.
This year we have stars that are okay and a bunch of dudes. They're not the rock stars that were the last year.
And I want to speak directly, Mike, to Riley and Olsen and all of these guys. I'm talking to you guys. We love you. But you guys haven't lived up to it this year. Plain and simple. That's just what it is. So this isn't about us taking a dump on you. You guys have not lived up to it this year. Mm. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. Headlines coming up, brought to you by ATL Live Well. We'll give you the latest on the Olympics, what happened at practice today with the Falcons and the Dolphins as they get ready for their first preseason game on Friday. We're live at Taco Mac on Dallas Highway in Marietta.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.